The Center for Policy Analysis says government must strike a sustainable balance between achieving accelerated growth with job creation and bringing down inflation to single digits. The executive director of the center, Dr. Joe Abbey, made the observation in a presentation in Accra to launch SEPA's review of the economy and the outlook for 2012. He noted that the stabilization program embarked upon by government for the past 3 years is at the cost of job creation, leading to rising unemployment and underemployment, especially of the youth. Eugenia Jimo reports.
The annual review of the economy by the Center for Policy Analysis is to throw the searchlight on government policy and its impact on the macro and micro environment for sustainable growth and job creation. Dr. Abbey noted that the programs geared towards job creation in the medium term must address the challenges in the small and medium-scale enterprises by way of making credit available to the private sector. According to Dr. Abbey, labor-intensive sectors of the economy, like the manufacturing sector, are performing poorly. This, he noted, is not conducive for sustainable accelerated growth with jobs and macroeconomic stability. Dr. Abbey says it is about time to begin to add value to some of the country's indigenous products with the aim of targeting the sub-regional market.
But we must be able to pick some things in our economy that will make us able to produce jobs. Because it's up to you to find areas where you too, you have an advantage over them. It is about time that we are able to encourage the types of investment which will go beyond the crushing of the cocoa and export to making cocoa products in this country, even if initially not to compete in international markets, but at least in the West African market. We could be producing biscuits made from corn or millet or whatever, coated with cocoa products. There's no reason why we can't do that.
Executive Director of SEPA, Dr. Joe Abbey, ending that report by Eugenia Jumon.